What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Good morning, Reading. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show today, Positively Healthy, here on KCNR 1460. And we have quite a show for you today. We're going to be making a little bit of soup. And then also, Nancy Scanlon, a new vet in town. She's a holistic vet. She'll be calling in. And I'll just kind of spend a minute talking about her. We are just so lucky to have her part of our community. She is a holistic vet, and she started practicing in 1970, and she is currently the president of the American Holistic Veterinary Association, which is a really big deal. And so she had a practice for years and years and years and years down in Southern California, and she has now moved to our area, and she's practicing out in Shasta Lake. And so she is part of the Shasta Lake Veterinary Clinic, and so if that helps anyone. And so I know sometimes with radio, people are clicking in and clicking out, and so for those of you who may even miss the second half of the show today, I want you to know that she exists. And, you know, I was talking with her last week about Reading people because, you know, we're special and I love us. And she, you know, I just said, well, what's the difference between people down in Southern California and then our Reading folks? And she said, you know, being a holistic veterinarian, she said, often people with a more holistic or preventative mindset down in Southern California, when their animal gets sick, they just rush them off to the holistic vet. And she said, you know, we Redding, California people, we're a little more independent-minded. And so we have a tendency to try all sorts of things to fix our animals before we rush them to the vet. And so once somebody comes to see her and they're from our area, they've usually tried a whole bunch of things. And so you know, they've Googled and they've been in chat rooms online and they've talked to their neighbors, and then if everything doesn't work out, then they go to the vet. And I just thought that was such a compliment to us, because I mean, I've noticed the same thing in my practice. When we have a new patient, they aren't just running to the doctor. They have researched it and they've tried all sorts of different approaches. Maybe they've been to many other doctors, and they've done their homework, let's just say that. And so I like that. I always like to hear a little bit about who we are and what someone's take is on us from out of the area. And so also I want to have a little announcements here. One thing I want to mention is we have our Weston Price meeting. Weston Price meeting is on Tuesday, and if you're new to that, just know that that is the Nutrition Foundation that I'm the chapter leader, and we do this 6 times a year. And so we get people together, a lot of our local farmers, producers, ranchers, etc., and we talk a little bit about who Weston Price was. And he was a dentist in the 1930s and 40s, and he drew a connection between natural medicine and people's health, and people who ate well were healthier, and people who ate well and were healthier naturally had fewer cavities and straighter teeth, and they had a normal shaped mouth. You know, these are the days when we have been raised on a lot of junk food and preservatives, etc., our mouths are a lot smarter. They're not smarter, they're smaller, and we can't fit our teeth in. So it's not really strange at all for most of us to have had teeth pulled or some type of braces when you were a kid in order to get your teeth straight. And maybe we've all had a lot of fillings. And so we've made a shift in our bone structure. And one way, when the body doesn't have enough nutrients, it starts to kind of compromise and budget and make some parts of us smaller. And that's why, you know, we have a little different shaped faces these days. So when we talk about the work of Dr. Weston Price, We're looking at a lot of whole foods, and we support a lot of our local ranchers, et cetera. And this Tuesday, we have Dan Martin, and he's one of the sponsors of this show, and he is our guest speaker. And so if you don't know Dan, come on over. It's free, and it's at the Pilgrim Congregational Church, and sometimes that's a little bit hard to find. You know, if you are going west on Eureka Way through Redding, and you'll see Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapel, you kind of hang your left right there, and you take an immediate right on Almond, and boom, there's the church, and that's that Frank Lloyd Wright Church. And so that's on Tuesday from 6:30 to 8:30. It's a potluck, so if you bring something kind of healthy. And it's a $1 donation for the fancy room at the church. And so we're all going to be there having fun. So we'll talk a little more about that later. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Slow down, you're too fast.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Do you have neck, shoulder, or back pain? Did you know that acupuncture can help? The experts at Reading Acupuncture Healthcare can treat all these problems and so much more. Acupuncture is a virtually painless therapy that's been used in China for over 1,000 years. It stops pain by stimulating the production of pain-killing endorphins while improving blood flow to the area of pain. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare has 2 experienced acupuncturists with over 25 years of combined experience. Reading Acupuncture is the largest acupuncture clinic in Shasta County and offers the most extensive selection of Chinese herbs, teas, books, and aromatherapy products in their herbal pharmacy. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is conveniently open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. We also have Saturday appointments available for your convenience. If you or a loved one have pain that prevents you from enjoying life to the fullest, then call today for a free consultation at 223-2346. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is in the Rayleigh's Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Call today, 223-2346.
What is excellence? What is professionalism? What is a quality windshield repair? At Crackmaster, you will see the difference. Crackmaster has been serving the North State for over 18 years, from rock chips to cracks. A quality repair done right saves time and money. Crackmaster is the leader in windshield repair, and with an experienced, specialized approach, Crackmaster performs to the industry standards. You have a choice. Crackmaster, 241-8373. 241-8373.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
You need more get up and go?
Slow down, you're too fast. You got to make the moment last. Just kick down your cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Hi, welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR. And if you have any questions today, you can call 605-4567. And as always, the show is about different ideas for you to get healthier. And so the healthier you are, the more empowered you are to live your life and make your own decisions and think for yourself. And so I want to talk a little bit about Sandy Smith and one of our groups, Azure Standard. And so this is a gal who, if you're interested in buying bulk food, you can talk to Sandy Smith, and she is one of our representatives for a group out of Oregon called Azure Standard. And this is a buying club, and if you don't know what that is, we have groups of people and from a lot of different businesses, I guess I would say, that have buying clubs. And a buying club means that usually go online, you look at a website, and you can buy bulk food, it doesn't even have to be bulk, but you usually get about 30% savings, maybe 20 on some items, and you can save a lot of money. And so I was talking to Sandy Smith this morning, and I was saying, how come these buying clubs aren't just, you know, we're in a recession, how come people really aren't just knocking down your door to save money? And she thought, well, you know what, probably people don't really think ahead enough. And so I would encourage you to think ahead a little bit and buy bulk food. And so it doesn't necessarily need to be bulk, but you can go to Azure, A-Z-U-R-E, standard.com. They also have a catalog you can send away for. And you're basically holding a catalog of a health food store. And what they have out of Azure Standard in Oregon is they are a farm, and they grow. They have really, really good soil. They have beans and, you know, every kind of grain or legume. You know, they are farmers. And so what you have there is an opportunity to get very good food shipped into Redding. They deliver all the way down to San Diego. A truck comes through Redding once a month, and they dump off food. And one of the people they dump it off to is Sandy Smith. And she's very good at helping people figure out what to order if they're completely lost. And I want to give you her number, and that is 547-5230. And part of the benefit of thinking ahead is that you can save a lot of money. So, you know, you can save a lot of money if you just decide to buy a larger amount of, let's just say you're at Moore's Flour Mill. You know, you can buy the tiny little thing of split peas, or you can buy the bigger bag, which saves you money. So in the long run, you've got ample savings. And, you know, that's how I was raised. I'm sure a lot of people were raised that way, where moms and dads just thought ahead a little bit, and they really didn't ask this question. They didn't say, what do you want for dinner tonight? It was already planned out ahead, and it was purchased ahead, and it was made ahead. And so it was not really as spontaneous as we think today. So, you know, right about 4 p.m. today, we start wondering what we're going to have for dinner. And if you want to save money and eat healthier, it doesn't hurt to plan ahead. So I want to give you Sandy Smith's name and number again. And the company she represents is Azure Standard. And you can go to azurestandard.com. And her phone number is 547-5230. And she can just help you. She'll help you worm your way through all the information. And then I want to talk a little bit about bone broth and why it's so good for you. And then we're going to move to our chefs who are here, and we're going to talk about soup. But I want to start with bone broth, because since the beginning of time, traditional societies have eaten bone broth. And bone broth is something where you put bones and water and a little bit of vinegar all together in a pan, and you cook them for hours and hours and hours. And, you know, we have people in my practice making this. We teach you how to do this at the Weston Price meetings. But it's always kind of funny when people ask, you know, how to do it, because it's, you basically fill a big pot full of water, like halfway full. You add a bunch of bones, and you can either do beef bones or chicken bones. They make two very, very different types of broths. And you're adding a little bit of vinegar just to pull the minerals out of the bones. And what you have, if you have healthy bones, if the bones, they should be full of minerals. And so what you're trying to do is pull all of those nutrients out of the inside of the bone, because the bone marrow is crazy healthy. So then you just start cooking it, put it on low, and in about 3 hours, you can start, you know, really pulling the marrow out, and you have something. I always add a little bit of vegetables to it, because I kind of like the taste of a little bit of celery and carrots and maybe a little garlic in there. And so then you have a base. You have a base that you can make soup with. You can freeze it. If you're making rice, that can be the liquid. And you start looking for places in your life you can shove this broth, and you're trying to get the broth into your diet because it's so healthy. And so, you know, you're looking for places, you know, maybe can you sneak a little into some spaghetti sauce? Can you put a little here? You're trying to get your family to eat it to keep them healthy, because when we look at any nutrients, it's not really swallowing the nutrients, it's absorbing them into your system. And the nutrients coming out of bones, they are so easy for you to absorb. And so traditional societies, since the beginning of time, have understood the healing power of bone broth. And we have hit the season right now where it wouldn't hurt you to kind of get on board with bone broth and, you know, just freeze it ahead and freeze it. So, you know, I made some soup yesterday, took a little out of the freezer, threw it in with the cooking split peas, and voila, you know, now I have a powerhouse soup versus just an okay soup. So that leads me to our guests here, because we're going to talk soup today. And so welcome, guests. We have Rocky and Tiff Carbajal. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
You fine yourself?
Not too bad. Hey, we're going to talk soup. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
That's right. We're going to start out with your broth you're just talking about.
I know. We can just play off of that. It's a very good base. And so what do you have for us?
Well, since it's the season for squash, we thought we'd do a roasted squash soup.
Ooh.
And it's pretty much whatever squashes you can get right now. It's butternut, acorn, Hubbard.
Which ones are Hubbard again?
Hubbard's those big, giant ones.
What color?
They're different colors. They're usually what, yellow,
they vary from like green,
brownish.
Orangish, kind of brownish, kind of striped sometimes. Oh, and they're really big, like a big watermelon.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay. I don't ever buy them.
It's a lot like a watermelon. They're humongous.
They're industrial size.
If you're making soup for a big, large family or a few friends, and you know one of them will do the trick. Make a lot of soup.
Makes a lot of soup.
Hubbard, okay. I'm locking that one in.
So, pretty simple recipe. You get some butternut squash, you cut in half, seed it, acorn squash, some spaghetti squash, all, halved, seeded.
So they haven't been cooked yet. You're just cutting them in half. And the inside, you see a bunch of seeds, so you just kind of take a spoon and
scoop them out.
Scoop it out?
Yeah.
Okay. That's easy.
Another thing is, if you can, peel them.
Oh.
And usually we just, cut them in half so there's a flat base, and then, like you would, a watermelon or a cantaloupe, and just kind of take the knife around the edges of it and slice off the skin, and that will help later on when you go to put a. You don't have to take it off when it's peeled.
Now we're talking something general like a squash, and now it's okay for it to not be 4 cups or 8 cups. I mean, it can just be sort of whatever the size is of your
look
squash.
Look for the butternut squash. 1.5 pounds for this specific recipe. 1.5 pounds of butternut squash, 8 acorn squash, medium sized.
How many squashes would that be of the butternut?
That'd probably be one.
One large butternut squash.
Okay.
And then a half a spaghetti squash.
Oh.
So a normal size. They're about 10 inches, in length. So that's pretty much. The squashes
so
in there.
So in my kitchen right now, I have one butternut squash. This is about 7 inches, mm-hmm. and one that's probably 14 inches. Mm-hmm. Okay, which one do you want me to use?
You want to use the smaller one.
The 7-inch. Yes. Okay. So, I'm getting the...
And also, this is depending on how many you're cooking for, so...
Depends on how much soup you want to make, but for this recipe, we're only making soup for, 4 or 6 people?
This is 6 people, yeah.
Okay.
So after that... you want to get your mirepoix, and that's just the onion, celery, and
all right, carrots. Wait, we had a chef word. Okay, chefs. But you know what? We have to go to a quick break.
Okay.
But tell us the word so we can think about it during the break.
The mirepoix.
Mirepoix. Yeah. Okay, people, we'll be right back. I need to focus on that.
Hi, I'm Amy Rogers. I'm a certified massage therapist with a bachelor's degree in kinesiology. I've worked with a broad spectrum of clients that have a variety of needs. I like to help people get rid of their physical pain so they can enjoy their lives. You can find me at Dr. Trudy Pratt's office at 244-7873. Most insurance is accepted. Number again is 244-7873. Let this be the year that you care for yourself.
Pink. It's not just a color, it's a reminder. ND Imaging is proud to have supported NorCal Think Pink since it began 15 years ago. As we celebrate Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the entire family at MD Imaging encourages you to think pink by taking action against this disease. Early detection is your best defense against breast cancer. If you're a woman over 40, your annual mammogram can give you the peace of mind that you are cancer-free. Or catch cancer early when there is a 98% survival rate. MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center is the only dedicated, fully accredited breast imaging center in Reading with board-certified breast fellowship trained physicians who live and read your studies right here in the North State. Pink. It's not just a color. It's a reminder. If you are a woman over 40, schedule your mammogram today. Call MD Imaging at 243-1249. That's 243-1249. MD Imaging.
Someday I can be a marine biologist.
Or a park ranger.
Oh, a conservationist.
I know. I want to drive a train.
Helping the planet. It's a value kids and CSX share. Up to 5 times more fuel efficient than trucks, CSX trains are the most environmentally friendly way to move goods on land. Learn more at CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones.
lots of fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Well, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy, and we just learned the word Mirepoix.
Mirepoix.
In the studio, we have Rocky and Tiff Carbajal, two local Reading chefs who always come over and show off, and they're doing it again. They've got a cool word, and it means onions, celery, and carrots all cut up.
Cut up, yeah.
Okay.
And usually the ratio is like 50% onions and 25% celery and carrots.
Okay.
And that's a flavoring basis for a lot of different, this is classical, like classical French type stuff.
Okay.
But all over the world there's different types of mirepoix or holy trinities, they might call
it. And the holy trinity is in Creole?
Creole.
Okay.
Be like peppers, garlic, and celery.
Wow. Okay. Now, I know you've said mirepoix on the show before, and it's just that I forgot the word, and it's like an intimidating word, you know.
Well, it comes out like once a year when you start doing soups.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm over the fact that it's the greatest word I've ever heard, and I'm going to try now to remember what it means. When you say it again, I won't be like, yeah. So, okay, go ahead. So, now that, what do we do now?
Okay, so get a large onion, three celery ribs, and two carrots peeled, and you just chop them up, and then you get about three cloves of garlic minced, two tablespoons of Italian herbs, and get some of that nice veggie stock or bone broth that you just made, about 2 quarts of that, and a little bit of butter, about 2 tablespoons, and that's pretty much all you need.
Chicken broth.
Chicken broth. Yes, chicken broth.
Chicken bones.
Chicken bones.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, chicken bones, yeah. So pretty much get the squash after you've already halved them, seeded them, peeled them if you're able to. Sometimes acorn squash is a little bit harder to do, so you can peel them after they're roasted.
Okay, there's a trick. That might be nice, because sometimes those big squash with hard skin, it's kind of scary if you're not really a knife expert.
If you can't peel them, you can always roast them and then peel them afterwards.
Okay, that's brilliant.
Okay, so you get your oven preheated to 400 degrees. Place the squash with a little bit of oil inside of them, a little salt and pepper. Place them in there for about 45 minutes or until they're nice and soft. You don't want them, like, collapsing on stuff, but you want them, like, enough to put a fork tender.
Okay, fork tender.
Yeah, stick a fork in it.
Okay.
and then once you get those done, as those are going, you can get your sauce pot. Put your butter in there, get your mirepoix cooking, let that get a little, make sure like breaks down a little bit, just not like all the way cooked, but
like
just,
half or?
Yeah, like halfway, just to bring out the essence. Put a little bit of herbs in there. And
now,
then,
what are the herbs again that you're throwing in?
Italian herbs, dried Italian herbs.
Okay.
You can use
thyme, oregano. A little bit of rosemary.
Rosemary.
Okay.
Yeah, any of those. And that's why I like this. I just said Italian herbs because it's just kind of all those in one. But
okay.
You can use.
You can break it down or you can just do Italian seasoning.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It helps out. So after all that's done, you get your squash. After the squash is done and out of the oven and it's cooled down, add that to your vegetables and then and your herbs and your garlic. And then add your stock. And you bring it to a simmer, and you let simmer for about 10 to 20 minutes, and you just let that all just kind of break down and get all happy, stirring every once in a while. And then once everything's nice and soft, and you can use a spoon, and get a piece of vegetable, and just kind of, it's able to smash it like a carrot. It's a good way to know that things are done, because it'll be nice and soft. And then once that get to that stage, you get your immersion blender, which is also a stick blender, and they sit about a foot or so, 15 inches, and you puree the soup with the immersion blender.
Okay, so if you need to, you can throw it in the blender?
You could use it batches in the blender.
Can you use
or
like a potato
processor?
Masher and just kind of make it
if
all? You're just trying to thicken it, right, at that point?
Yes. Okay. It does that thing. You can use a potato masher to make it a little more chunky, which is fine. This is all depending on how you want to do it. So that works out really, really well.
If you blend it or puree it, then it'll be nice and smooth, creamy type soup, but without actually adding any cream to it.
Yeah.
So it's
kind
of a low-fat soup, but it's so rich because the squash really thickens it and adds a richness to it. But it's actually low fat because we didn't add any cream. We just had a little bit of butter when we were sauteing the onions. But
wow,
yeah,
okay,
is a
that's
very rich soup.
Completely. Is that
I mean, it seems easy to me. Does that seem pretty easy?
Yeah, it's fairly easy.
On the scale of hard, we give it like one nail or, kind of on the...
It's probably, I would say, because of the roasting of the squash, that's probably the hardest part.
Okay, so. And then the oven does that.
Oven does that.
Yeah, so okay, I think we can do this. Okay, well, we're winding up this part. Now, tell us who you are again, so for people who maybe haven't heard previous shows.
Tiff and I own Sweetie's Bakery and Catering. We've been here in Reading for about 5-6 years, and we... Cook, and we're crazy about cooking.
Yay! Well, I do catering. On Thursdays and Fridays, we sell barbecue in the parking lot on Market Street at Eddie's Grill.
Oh, good. You're still doing that.
Yes,
excellent.
Still doing that.
The weather didn't stop you.
No, we just bought a concession trailer, kind of like a lunch truck, and we're planning on have it out there about 3 days a week all winter long.
Oh, good.
Extended our season.
Almost, I like that.
Almost have it up and going, just have a few more requirements that we have to meet.
Yeah. Okay, and how can people find you if they have questions for you?
Go to them.
On Facebook under Rocky T. Ferrick Harbaugh Hall, or our email is sweetiescatering@sbcglobal.net. That's sweetiescatering@sbcglobal.net.
Thank you. And thanks for coming on.
Thanks
and, you brought a recipe to us today that I think I can make. And if I think I can make it, things are good. So I'll be making that today. Thanks, you guys.
Thank
and
you.
This
Thank
is
you.
Dr. Trudy Pratt. We'll be right back.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show, Positively Healthy. And I hope you just had a great time figuring out how to make roasted squash soup. And if you do have problems, call my office because I'm holding this recipe in my hand. They left it with me. So ring over and find me at 244-7873 and we'll help you out. I can just, I can't help you make it, but I can make sure that you have the recipe correct. So, okay, we're going to move on here today. And so we're going to go to our call-in guest, and we have Dr. Nancy Scanlon on the line, and she is a holistic veterinarian, and she's calling from the East Coast, even though she practices in Shasta Lake City. So welcome, Nancy. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, thanks for calling in today. I really, really appreciate it. And I want to just start with the basics for our listeners, which is that, you're here in our area now.
Yes, I am. I'm up in Shasta Lake at the Shasta Lake Veterinary Clinic.
Great. And then you've been there, you were telling me on the phone, for a couple of years.
That's correct.
Okay. And then what got you here?
Well, originally we bought property up in Mount Shasta area, and I was commuting down to Los Angeles, where I had a full-time holistic practice, and I used to put my pets at this veterinary clinic, and they're great people. They asked me to help them out, and so once I settled up here, I did so.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay, and so you first just started boarding your own pets at this veterinary clinic, and then they got to know you and just kind of wanted, kind of were hoping you could come on board?
That's right.
Okay, and so then what kind of practice did you have down in Southern California?
In Southern California, I had a full-time, 100% holistic practice. And the commute got kind of long, and after I was there for 16 years, I was able to semi-retire and come back on up north.
And how did you get into, you know, all of the conventional veterinary medicine, how did you get started in natural medicine?
I heard a human MD, a person who practices on humans, who talked about how his practice had changed. He was a pain specialist, and he learned acupuncture way back in the 70s and started using it on his patients that nothing else would help, and he found out it did wonderful things. And not only that, but they told so many people, he had people lined up on his doorstep, and I thought, okay, I want to be able to do that. So I started with acupuncture, and then when I got into that, one thing led to another, and I got training in other modalities, now I have a very broad base of knowledge as far as holistic medicine.
And then how did it work for you? You started with acupuncture, and then did that kind of put you more into Chinese herbs? I mean, did you go there and then into nutraceuticals, or how did you come kind of full-scale holistic?
Okay, well, I've actually been using nutraceuticals since my senior year in vet school, when I read a book about how vitamin E could help people with heart conditions. And there was a dog that came in that was I was taking care of, and it wasn't quite bad enough to increase the dose of regular medicine, so I said, let's try vitamin E. And not knowing what I'm doing, I overdosed it a little bit. And with vitamin E, if you're already on heart medication, you have to be careful of the dose. If you give what would be considered a normal high dose of vitamin E, it actually can cause some toxicity of the other medications. So that convinced me that, first of all, vitamin E actually does have an effect on the heart, yet it can interact, and so I'd better start learning about it. So I have been using nutraceuticals ever since.
Oh, excellent.
And then for herbs, when you learn acupuncture, you kind of get pulled right into Chinese herbs because they tell you at least a little bit about it during acupuncture class. And so that followed from that, and Western herbs were kind of part of it because people who use Chinese herbs often use Western herbs, so that got me to there.
Do you use much medication at all anymore, or are you mostly able to get animals well holistically?
It depends on the animal, and it depends on the case. So, for example, herbs are kind of bitter tasting. The liquid ones usually have alcohol in them. A number of them are pretty large capsules. So for cats, I tend to use less herbs than I do for dogs because you just can't get it into the cat. But with cats, I'll use more homeopathy. But there are cases, anything that's an acute illness that's come on quickly, that's really severe, you want to get it under control, at least with regular medicine, before you get into holistic stuff. Whereas with holistic medicine, it's really good for the long chronic things they've had for a while. Things are just bumping along, not doing well, and that's where holistic medicine shines.
Oh, wonderful. Now, do you change the diets, too, of the animals, or...?
Oh, definitely. There are, you know, there's animals out there that are on good diets, but there's also animals that are on very cheap diets and usually can see problems in their coat and often in their just general attitude. And just by changing to a better diet with no artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives, very often their coat clears up, their skin gets better, they start walking better. So we always try to do a little diet counseling, and if needed, get the pet onto a better diet.
Are there a lot of different degrees of better diet? You know, I guess some of that probably depends on what the owner can pull off, right? As far as their time commitment or...
Right, time commitment and money commitment, because there are some very good diets that are 100% homemade, but you have to have the time and the money to be able to go shopping regularly so everything is fresh. You have to be able to make it up in multiple small batches. You have a problem if you have to go away and leave your pets behind, or even, you know, if you're boarding your pet, or even if you're taking them with you, having to take them. So we, you know, the best diet is the one that you will do consistently that is the best for your pet, too.
Oh, excellent. And then I know you are also, we have to go to a break here in a quick second. In fact, we probably should just do that now. When we come back, I want to talk to you about cold laser, or what's also called low-level laser, because I know that's part of your practice, too. So, Nancy, don't go away. Just kind of, we'll put you on hold, okay? And so we'll be right back after this message.
Okay.
Slow down. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Redding's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
That magical time of year is approaching once again, when the Pilgrim Congregational Church, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, is transformed into a Renaissance-era castle for the annual Shasta High School Madrigal Dinner. This enchanting program includes vocal, drama, and instrumental entertainment, and an authentic feast. The dinners will be held Wednesday through Saturday evening, starting December 7th through the 17th. Tickets always sell out early, so mark your calendar to purchase yours on Saturday, November 5th, and again on November 17th at the David Marr Theater Lobby at the Shasta Learning Center on Eureka Way. Be a part of these 8 memorable nights of seasonal dinner theater, the Shasta High School Annual Madrigal Dinner. More information online at madtickets.org.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, and Prestige Gifts. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. And we are having a phone conversation with Dr. Nancy Scanlon, and she practices in Shasta Lake City, and she's out of town right now, and she's nice enough to call in while being on a trip. And Nancy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yes. And, you know, before we went to the break, I wanted to talk to you about laser in animals, and how exactly are you using laser in your practice?
At the moment, the primary use is for pets who are older and having problems walking, getting up, getting around, and it can work on animals even if they're already on medication for it, or if that medication is not working very well. But laser can also help with other conditions, internal conditions such as liver problems, kidney problems, heart, and so on. But with those, you always want to do it with other medications.
Yes. And then for the people who have not really heard of laser, or they think more like laser surgery, what is it?
So low-level laser or cold laser is a type of laser that will not cut, and it's not the kind that burns you instantly. It is one specific wavelength. It's down in the red and infrared level, and it is applied for minutes at a time, not just quick flash. So your animal doesn't get burnt. They don't get cut. They may feel some very gentle heating sensation, but that's about it.
And it's kind of like holding a flashlight to them, or I'm trying to think of something that is, you know, kind of a word picture that is maybe kind of something people know. Yeah.
Right, yeah, the head of the laser looks kind of similar to a flashlight, and you hold it on the animal or rub it up and down the animal in the area that you want to treat.
Yeah, and so then, and so that's something that you've used for quite a while, or is that a newer thing, or?
It's new to the practice. I've had experience with it previously.
Oh, great. I have one in my practice. We love it. And I, you know, probably have been doing it for about 8 years. And then there was a time where I didn't have a laser, and I have one again, and I'm just so tickled. And so, so way to go. And I wanted to talk to you about the American Holistic Veterinary Association. I know you're currently the president, which is kind of a big deal.
Actually, I'm the executive director.
Oh, you're the executive director, which is bigger, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The president just gets to be there a year. The executive director is around for years.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, and how long have you been the executive director?
For a little bit over a year.
Okay, so what are your responsibilities then?
I'm responsible for all the day-to-day happenings of the association, so everything that has to do with money, like membership. Also, we put on an annual meeting for our veterinary members, and we help with continuing education with other things. We educate veterinarians, conventional vets, about the use of holistic medicine, et cetera.
Now, what is the kind of what's happening with alternative or holistic medicine for veterinarians? Is it something that is becoming more accepted? Is it something that there is there still a little bit of a rift between the conventional and the alternative, or where are you guys?
Well, as far as the public goes, they're very accepting of it. It's a rapidly growing field among veterinarians, and most veterinarians are very accepting of it. Most states are very accepting of it. Our biggest problem is with the American Association of State Veterinary Boards, which is a national association. They actually have more problems with than the states do with certifying our continuing education. But as far as being able to practice it in, you can do holistic medicine in all 50 states. You have to be a veterinarian to do so. And like I say, the public is very accepting, and other conventional veterinarians have been coming around to it and being more and more accepting as time goes on.
And that's a big deal, huh?
It's a very big deal because it means that we can work together with other veterinarians without them telling our people to stop doing, you know, whatever it is that we're doing. And it also means that everything we do is legal. We don't the state recognizes that it is legal for us to do things like acupuncture, massage therapy, laser therapy, and so on. And that's a big deal because that's our license on the line otherwise.
Oh, you bet. Gosh. Well, so then you're just getting started in a way, taking on as being the executive director, and you're going to be doing this for years and years, it sounds like.
That's right. I have served on the board previously, and I am a past president also. So I've been in the governing end of the Holistic Vet Med Association for about at least 10 years, but this is my first time on the staff side of it.
Excellent. And then, so your vision, like what is your vision for your tenure as this in this position?
My vision is to get it fully accepted by all states, to get our association recognized that the training in our specialty is equal to this training in other board certified specialties. So for example, right now you can be board certified in internal medicine, you can be board certified as a specialty practice in conventional things, radiology, cancer therapy, things like that. And regular veterinarians recognize that we do have additional training with our groups, but states at the moment do not officially recognize that training as being the equivalent of board certification like a radiology specialty is. So we're working on that right now.
Oh, what a wonderful goal. I just love it. And we all know how much training goes into the understanding and pursuit of holistic medicine. So we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, I want to talk about people and their pets and maybe what you think pet owners, what mistakes you think pet owners make. And so just kind of some good information for pet owners. So this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. We'll be right back.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
What is excellence? What is professionalism? What is a quality windshield repair? At Crackmaster, you will see the difference. Crackmaster has been serving the North State for over 18 years. From rock chips to cracks, a quality repair done right saves time and money. Crackmaster is the leader in windshield repair, and with an experienced, specialized approach, Crackmaster performs to the industry standards. You have a choice. Crackmaster. 241-8373. 241-8373.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. And we have on the line Dr. Nancy Scanlon. She is a veterinarian. She practices in Shasta Lake, and she is also the executive director of the American Holistic Veterinary Association. So welcome back, Dr. Scanlon.
Thank you.
Yes, it's nice to have you back. And, you know, before we left for the break, I'd mentioned that I kind of want to know, you know, prevention is my life, and it's like if we can just prevent some of the problems, then we don't have to treat a big meltdown. And so when we look at the immune system of an animal, what would you say are the mistakes that pet owners make?
Well, sometimes pet owners think that, you know, cheap is the best bargain, but we do know that if you buy the very, very cheapest pet food, for example, then you often run into skin problems as well as other problems, and so you spend a lot of money on skin things, whereas if you just buy a little bit better quality diet, then you don't have to spend all the money on trips to vets and medication for the skin. Another example of that is there was a study involving 60,000 dogs that was done, and they found that people who visited their vets regularly for a wellness checkup, which is not only an exam but also including blood work and a urinalysis, if they did that at least once or twice a year, those dogs lived 2 to 3 years longer than other dogs that did not come on a regular basis. So a little bit of money will help your animal live longer, be healthier, and not just, you know, throwing money at them on fancy collars or whatever, but things that contribute to their health, including exams and diet.
And then I love that. You know, that's a very good point. We see people spending a lot of money on special beds and special, just like paraphernalia that goes with a dog. And your suggestion is spend it on tests for prevention to make sure they're healthy, and then don't cheap out on the dog food or the cat food, and so kind of get into a higher grade. Now, do you support like a raw diet at all, or
if a person has, again, the time to do it right and is willing to do all of it right, you don't just put raw meat down. You have to add the right kind of supplements. The meat has to be very fresh. You have to add the other kinds of, like, some veggies and things like that. And it has to be appropriate to the age and condition of the animal. So one kind of raw diet that may make one animal feel better may make another one feel worse. So if you're thinking of a raw diet, you should consult with a holistic veterinarian who is acquainted with that type of a thing to see, is it right for your animal? And if so, which recipe are you going to use?
And have you seen some pretty difficult cases turn around by you teaching someone and helping them do a raw diet for their animal?
Yeah, I've seen that happen in two ways. So one way was for a pet that had inflammatory bowel disease, which caused diarrhea that just wouldn't stop. And it was very difficult to control. Drugs that were controlling it had a lot of side effects. And that pet did very well on a raw diet. In another case, I saw an animal that was being fed a raw diet, but they were doing it the wrong way. They were putting three different calcium supplements in, so this poor dog was getting three times too much calcium and kept getting crystals in the urine and stones and so on, and no one had really looked at all these supplements because, again, you have to know how to build one of these diets. So when they came to me, and I got the complete list of everything went into that. Once we adjusted the mineral content, the dog never had any more problems with crystals or with stones.
Oh, isn't that fabulous? Now, when we spoke earlier, you mentioned that we Redding types, we were pretty much do-it-yourselfers. So sometimes that means that we can lead ourselves astray a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, and it's just, you don't have to come on a weekly basis to get these things straightened out. Just come in. It can be part of a wellness exam, just a general discussion of what are you doing? Is it appropriate for your pet? How should you change it? Or are you doing just fine or what?
That's excellent. And then I don't have in front of me the phone number for your clinic in Shasta Lake. Do you have that on you or?
Yes, I do. It's 275-8871, and we're at 4522 Shasta Dam Boulevard.
275-8871. Okay, we're going to say that a few more times here. And also, I wanted to talk to you about animals and exercise. I know that sometimes, you know, the animals that exercise a lot seem to exercise a lot, and then those that don't exercise just kind of seem to not. What's your feeling there?
It's just like people. The pets who are exercise regularly are in better shape than the couch potatoes. Cats that are overweight are very prone to type 2 diabetes and other degenerative diseases. Animals that exercise regularly are able to walk better into their older age. Dogs have better cardiovascular fitness and so on. And it's good for the pet owner, too. So if you are, you know, if you have a dog, the two of you should exercise twice a day. Cats, you need to play with them, you know, watch their diets and so on, and that will play with them like with a little feather toy or a little ball, whatever, will get them moving, and that helps keep them healthy too.
What's your suggestion to get older cats moving when they look at the ball or the feather toy and it's not interesting?
Right. So one of the things you can do is roll food at them or buy them so they have to at least get up and go over and eat it.
Great.
Tossing things at them, you know, not throwing things at them, but like tossing something up in the air so it comes down close to them or even on them, like one little single piece of cat food on a kitty will make them sometimes just sit there because they're a cat. But it may just get them up and moving and get the idea that way. Also, if they're tired of one toy, try a new toy. So if the ball doesn't work, maybe the feather toy will, and if that doesn't work, something with a little bell might work or something with a, they have little laser pointers, and some kitties like to chase that. So keep trying on different ways to make your kitty move around.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful ideas. Well, we're closing up the show now, so it's time for us to move on, and I've just loved having you as a guest today, and welcome to our town, and we love having you, and hopefully we'll be speaking with you again. And, again, your phone number is 275-8871. And, Dr. Scanlon, I remember you had special hours out there, too. Were there certain days you were there in Shasta Lake?
Yes, I'm there the first and third Saturday of every month.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you so much, and enjoy your time out of town. And thanks for taking the time to call into our show.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Oh, good. You've been listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. We'll see you next week.
Life, I love you. All is groovy.
All right, Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce.